This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Hundreds have been killed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rainfall caused rivers to overflow and inundated villages. Reuters' Trevor Coral reports.
Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers placed corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
I lost my husband, and now I am left with five children.
I lost my wife and 16 of my children. All of them are gone. I am alone in my home now.
King Charles has been crowned at Westminster Abbey as tens of thousands of well-wishers poured into London to watch an important new chapter of British history. Details on VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla were taken by carriage from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey. Inside the Abbey, a congregation of more than 2,000 people, the royal family, kings and queens, presidents and prime ministers, and members of the public. Prince Harry, Charles's youngest son, attended alone amid continued strained relations. This was not a day for family drama, though, but for pomp and pageantry, deeply imbued with Christian faith. Some of the rituals remain unchanged over 1,000 years.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell. This is VOA News. Qatar flew a relief flight into Sudan carrying about 40 tons of food and left 150 evacuees early Saturday. As the fighting contributed and continued between the two generals vying for power in the African nation. And representatives for each of the generals met on Saturday for the first talks. The leaders of South Korea and Japan are meeting Sunday for their second summit in less than 2 months as they push to bolster cooperation following years of fraught ties over historical issues. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrives in South Korea this Sunday for a two-day visit, which reciprocates a mid-March trip to Tokyo by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. Tens of thousands of Israelis joined protests across the country Saturday against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's bitterly disputed plans to tighten controls on the Supreme Court. Dan Ritter was among the protesters.
Since the new government in Israel was elected, they started a persecution against the democracy, the 75-year-old democracy in Israel. Without this democracy, Israel will not survive in this area. And we need to save our democracy. And we will come here twice a week, as we do for the last 4 months.
A planned overhaul, which would give the government control over naming judges to the Supreme Court and let Parliament override many rulings, was paused after opponents organized some of the biggest street protests ever seen in Israel, now in their 18th consecutive week. Tears flowed amid heartfelt embraces as Mexican families were allowed brief reunions at the border with relatives who migrated to the U.S. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
As the mariachi band played the popular song Las Mañanitas, about 150 families passed over the Rio Grande on Saturday for five-minute meetings with loved ones they hadn't seen for years. It was the 10th edition of the Hugs Not Walls event, which was organized by humanitarian groups in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez, which is across the border from El Paso, Texas. Unlike at earlier reunions, a strong guard of U.S. officers was present at the event. It came just days before Washington will lift Title 42 asylum rules imposed for the pandemic that allow the U.S. to expel more than 2.8 million migrants since March of 2020. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.